Kyle Malin. He is the editor of the MERS newsletter. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how you doing, Tony?
I'm doing pretty good. Boy, that newsletter website has been upgraded. It's colorful.
Oh, yeah, it's, you saw that this morning.
Oh, it looks beautiful. That's very nice. Well, when did this debut?
Well, over the weekend, actually. And I was actually surprised when I saw it yesterday, because it's been something we've been working on for about, 9 months now. And it's just taken a long time. There's a lot of coding. There's a lot of stuff in the back. But I'm really happy that people did a great job with it.
And I find it interesting that most of the time you're covering issues that concern the state, but there's a lot of issues that deal with national topics, including Governor Perry and Mitt Romney.
Yeah, you know, we commissioned a poll with Practical Political Consultants, the group there out of East Lansing with Mark Grebner, to get kind of a taste of what's going on among Republican primary voters. On Thursday, we released a poll that did the first head-to-head matchup featuring Pete Hoekstra and Clark Durant on the U.S. Senate side. And the results came back overwhelmingly for Pete Hoekstra, 86% for him to 9%. For Clark Durant, and then we put a third candidate in there, Larry Heckman, who got the rest. And yesterday we did a poll just to do the presidential race, and we only featured four candidates in this one, the three folks who are kind of the front runners: Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann. And then we also threw in Thad McCotter, who's a congressman out of Livonia, just to get kind of a sense how he does in this state, since he is from Michigan after all and didn't really do very good, and he just got 4%. But, you know, the point was just kind of take a litmus test of what's going on out there. And, you know, it's kind of funny, too, Tony. We also did a little poll just to see how Rick Snyder would do among Republicans. And so we put Rick Snyder up against Mike Cox, we just ran against last year for the primary, just to see if Republicans got any buyer's remorse. And by and large, they didn't. They 75% said they'd still vote for Rick Snyder over Mike Cox. So while the rest of the public might not like what Rick Snyder is doing, the Republicans seem to like it quite a bit.
Does the president's visit yesterday to Detroit do anything beyond spike morale for politics here in the state?
No, not really. Spike morale, I think, for Democrats, too. I mean, he's going to be running next year, and Michigan's going to be a tough state if the polling is showing anything, especially if Mitt Romney's the candidate, since he's got some history here in the state and has traditionally had strong support here. So he needs to make a presence, and, you know, Detroit is the best place to do it. You know, the issue here in Michigan has always been, for Democrats, is just getting turnout out in Detroit and getting them excited. And the last thing that Obama wants here in Detroit is folks in the Motor City not thinking that he cares about them and just not showing up when it comes to, you know, what are we, 15 months away? So making the trip to Labor Day this year, or making the trip to Detroit for Labor Day, sends the message people will remember, hey, Obama does care about us. He was here. He was talking about jobs, which is what everybody cares about. And, you know, it's a great thing to feel.
All right, Kyle, before we talk about state politics, you were very outspoken about the city's lack of, substance when it came to promoting the tax that they wanted the increase for. Now that it's going to be on the ballot for a second time, do you think the city will do a better job? And what do you think? Does it have a chance to pass?
Well, I think that the millage this time around has a better chance than the last time. I think folks realize what the consequences are for not passing it. I think service times for police have already gone down. Seeing less cops around, that doesn't make anyone feel any more safe. But I think there's also a realization that in order to get a millage passed, we need everybody rowing in the same direction. And I think only time will tell, though, Tony. I mean, it's just, you know, they just did put it on the ballot, and it's going to be up to the city council candidates, on, you know, regardless of who you're supporting, to be out in front of that. And I suppose if the people don't want it again, then those political candidates who are going to make its defeat their priority are going to be successful. I really do doubt that, though. I think, by and large, people do realize that a vote to increase their millage actually doesn't increase their taxes at all because their home values are shrinking so much. And this is just more of a technical correction to try and keep the services that make this city a good place to live or attractive for businesses to locate and for people to live.
All right. Most of the legislators from around the state are due back in town fourth quarter 2011. What are the hot topics they're going to be working on?
Well, I think the two topics that are of particular interest is that bridge that the governor would like to see over the Detroit River, a second span that would encourage more commercial traffic across the into Canada and Michigan. I think that's the top issue, and he's got a tough sell with the Republican legislature who thinks that the Matty Maroon, the guy who owns the current bridge, is doing just a fine job, and that's all the state really needs. I think the second issue will be an elimination of what's called the personal property tax, which is a tax that is put on industrial equipment and is used to finance local governments, by and large, in suburban and urban districts and urban areas. And, you know, the personal property tax was something that was that I guess politicians wanted to get rid of back in 2007 when we had that whole elimination of the single business tax and the government shutdown and all that. But the problem is how do you fund then local cities if you get rid of this personal property tax? And where is it going to come from? I mean, it's not coming from the state because they're cutting how much money they give to cities. So, I mean, where does that money come from? And I think that's a question that's been asked and folks are trying to find the answer of, or find the answers for among Republicans anyway. So anyway, I see those being the two top issues.
Kyle Malin is the editor of the newly websited, improved MIRS newsletter. Go to MIRS.com and check it out. Thanks so much, Kyle.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Tony.